open.
You'll do well. My name is Shelley Drummond, and I'm with Carlos Casas. And today is August the 13th, 1998. It's for the Immigrants of Bowling Green Oral History Project, and we've discussed the donor's release, and we are in Pepe's. Mr. Casas owns Pepe's, do you own this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am. When did you move to Bowling Green?
1982.
1982?
Yes, June 1982.
And where did you move here from?
From Florence, Kentucky.
Florence?
Yes.
What brought you to Florence?
I was working in there in Florence.
Oh.
I work in a Mexican restaurant here.
Oh, yeah? Was the restaurant the same as... You can... It's okay. Was it Pepe's in Florence, too?
No. I was working in there only.
Okay. Why did you choose to come to Bowling Green?
Well, you know, to have the own business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to find a place to open the own business.
Mm-hmm.
And we find a place and we tried and to open a business.
Mm-hmm. And you thought Bowling Green was
good? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the city, this city and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, friendly people and everything.
Who did you come with?
With my brother.
With your brother?
Yes, my brother and my father and me.
And yes. There are two Pepe's,
In Russellville Road, yes.
Uh-huh. And does your brother own that one?
It's the same, it's a family business.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you moved here then with your family.
Yes.
So did you know other people living here at the time?
No, nobody.
It's just close.
Yes.
Was there someone who helped you when you first got here, like a church?
No, not really, no. You know, my father, me, my family, my wife, his
mm-hmm.
wife, my kids, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just moved together?
Yes, everybody.
And did you go to, like, the refugee center or any place like that?
Oh, no.
Just...
Yes.
So no one met you when you came here either?
Like, no.
You just moved. How did you choose... where to put your restaurants? Did you?
You know, we come first to see the place in Russellville Road.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the place and, you know, it was close to the college and I said, probably this is the right place. And we try to see if we can rent it and everything and we get the rent, you know,
mm-hmm.
we rent.
And this one?
And this one, after 4 years, I don't know, you know Mr. Tom Baker?
Yes.
He asked me if he want to open another one. They said, I have a friend on this building.
Mm-hmm.
Said he want to rent and do you want to see if we can rent it for you? I said, yes, why not? And Mr. Mike Buchanan,
okay.
He rent to us this place.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
We have already 1 year and a half in this one.
Oh, good.
Yes.
So that means that you've been operating a restaurant for... 5 years?
4 years and a half.
4 years and a half.
Yes.
Okay.
1984 we come here, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
1984.
Okay.
Yes.
What did you think when you first got here to Bowling Green?
Because I like the city, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We like it. We stay here only 2 days we stay here, you know. And then we go back to Florence and we try to contact to the owner for the other restaurant, you know, it's the owners and everything, you know, and then we're coming back and see and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Was Florence the first place in the United States that you had come to?
No, I come to Houston.
To Houston.
1973.
Oh.
June. Okay. June 26, 1973.
And you just, and the way you made it to Florence was just other people invited you there?
I live in Houston for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Atlanta, Georgia.
Ah.
I come to work in another restaurant in there, U.S. Mm-hmm. Bar and Grill.
Okay.
I was manager in there. And then somebody invited me to come to work in Florence, and
mm-hmm.
I come to work in Florence.
Okay. Do you need to?
No.
Órale,
sillita, córrele. Yes.
Okay. So how was Bowling Green different from Florence? Is it?
I think it's the same thing.
It's similar.
Yeah, it's similar. It's small towns, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like the big cities.
Why didn't you like the big cities? Yes.
Just I have no. I live in big cities for 15 years and I don't like it no more. I don't know why.
Yeah. Did any store or building seem special to you when you got here?
No. Mm.
Did what might you not have liked about Bowling Green?
For me?
Was there something you didn't like about Bowling Green?
Well, no.
It's
I like
okay.
everything. Yeah, I like it. I like it, you know, the people. I like the city. Mm-hmm. I like everything, you know. I you know, friendly people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you learned to speak English in Houston, right?
In Houston, I speak. I learned a little bit,
uh-huh.
And then in Atlanta, and here.
Yeah. And your children have been going to school here?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Okay. They born in the United States, all my kids.
Oh, great.
I have 5 kids.
All right.
Yes.
So when you first came here, did you have your own house or apartment? Or
no, we have to come and rent.
Okay.
Yeah. We rent. Yeah.
What do you remember about your first home here?
In Bowling Green?
Yeah.
No, but we tried to find an apartment too hard, and we can find it. There wasn't the. When I put my family here, you know, we live before in motel for 1 month or 2 months, you know. And when we tried to bring the family, you know, it's in August.
In what?
August.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
We come first, you know, in August. We tried to bring all the family from Florence. We can find an apartment. Everybody's busy.
Yeah.
And then we find a home close to the other restaurant. Yes.
There's a lot of students.
Yes, I know. Yeah, yes.
It's busy.
Yes.
Did you have any difficulties when you first got here?
No. No.
You could already drive and shop.
Oh, yes.
How about finding food for your restaurant?
We have a company from Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They know, you know, we know they want to bring the food and everything, mm-hmm. you know, before we open and everything.
Oh, so you already know.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, we have everything, you know. Cisco, too, they have a...
Right.
And now we're working with Alianza Food and everything, yeah.
And were there any things that you thought were maybe harder to get, certain kinds of peppers or...?
No, not really.
It's pretty easy?
Yeah, it's easy to find everything, yeah, most everything. It's, you know, we have a little bit experience, you know, and we know
mm-hmm.
how is everything now,
right.
You know.
Did you already know how to cook? Do you cook here, did you just manage?
Yes.
Okay.
I cook. I learned. I started to work in the restaurant when I was 13 years old.
Oh, and that's when you learned to
yes,
cook?
Yes, I have. Did watcher, cook, busboy, waiter, bartender, everything.
And is the food that you cook here, is it similar to what would be cooked at your home?
No, it's a little bit different.
A little bit different?
Yes.
In what ways?
Because, you know, usually these, you know, Spanish people, Mexican people, they eat like a more spicy,
mm-hmm.
more use, you know, mm-hmm. like a soup and everything, you know. And we cook a little bit different, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's almost the same. We eat every day in here.
Yeah. And is it cut, served, or eaten differently? Or people eat it here the same way, do you think?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. it's the same thing, yes.
So you think, how is it, how would you cook the dishes here differently than the ones that you would cook at home?
At home?
Less spicy?
Less spicy, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Less spicy, and then but we cook more soups in there, you know?
Right.
Yeah. More with jalapeno. More
jalapeno. Do Americans, like Bowling Greeners, eat differently than?
No, it's the same. Yeah.
They like the same food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people like spicy food. A lot of people not. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the reason we not, you know, put any spice in the food. You know,
right.
Only the customer request, but we make spicy.
Mm-hmm. Right. In your home, does your wife cook?
Yes. Yes. Sometimes.
Sometimes. What's your favorite food? Your favorite thing?
For my favorite food is the soups, you know, like a beef soup,
mm-hmm.
or enchiladas, you know.
Uh-huh.
I like enchiladas or chile rellenos. That's my favorite food.
And your children, do they prefer the Mexican food or like pizza?
Of course, everything, you know, because I have a two child, they work in here too, you know.
Uh-huh.
They used to eat in here every time.
Yeah.
You know. But they like pizza, hamburgers, fried chicken, everything.
How about special meals for people? Do you ever have like a special meal for an event?
An event? Well, sometimes yes. When they come, when they have a party, sometimes they come and they want reservation for 20 or 25, or depend, you know, depend the reservation they want. They want some kind of food, we made it, no problem.
And do they tell you what they
want
to make?
Yeah. Sometimes we suggest, you know.
Yes. Would that be like, what kind of parties, like, for?
Well, sometimes birthday parties or company's party or something like that, you know, or friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How have you changed things, do you think, to bring, like, non-Mexicans into the restaurant? Have you made things a little different to bring non-Mexicans in?
American?
Yeah.
Pues, no, es que, okay, this kind of food, you know, it's Mexican food, you know, pero it's for like American people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Mexican food is a little bit different, you know? Pero we have some, it's almost the same, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we have, you know, Mexican people, they come to eat in here, you know? And
when you first came here, were there many Mexicans here when you first got here?
Pues, we don't know anything. We come in here, you know. We stay like 2 days, you know, and we're looking around, we don't see anybody. No, and later on, we know this, the Eagles company, they have a lot of Spanish people in there.
Right.
You know, it's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you develop like a club or a group to get together at special times with other Mexicans?
No, not really. It's I don't have any too much time. We have to work in this every time, you know. I work in most 7 days a week, you know. Sometimes I have a day off like one or two times a month, that's all.
Mm-hmm. So, how about any special festivals or holidays? Quinceañeras, do they have that here in Bowling Green?
No, we never make anyone in here, no.
Never?
We make weddings.
Weddings?
We make a wedding before the wedding
reception?
Reception or the before the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it?
Oh.
Wedding
dinner.
I don't know, something like that.
I know what you're talking about. It's like the dinner before.
Before the marriage,
before.
Yeah. When they go into the church and practice how they want to walk and everything. Yeah, we make it like a two already in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the other restaurant, we make it weddings too.
How about, I know that like Cinco de Mayo is really, that's something that's become really big.
But yes.
And even here.
And here, yeah. They start to, this Cinco de Mayo, we're really busy. We're not making advertising or anything, but we're really busy.
Yeah.
Yes.
With like Americans and Mexicans or just Mexicans?
It's American, mostly.
Yeah.
You know, the Cinco de Mayo is not very important for the Mexican people. You know, I think it's more important. It's not too important, but it's then more famous than United States to Mexico.
Really?
Yes, because in Mexico it's only one holiday. You know, like a regular holiday. You know, there's a one fight they have a Mexico and French. There's the Mexican win. There's the only one. You know, but it's not like the Independence Day or anything like this. You know.
Nothing.
It's not really too much, you know.
Why do you think that might be?
I think in here, I think, you know, United States, they want to make something for the Mexican, they feel, you know, like at home or something that day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one. Mm-hmm. Because we have the 16th of September.
Uh-huh.
It's big day. It's the big day in Mexico.
It's
the Independence Day.
Oh, okay.
September 16th, you know.
Uh-huh.
And really, right here, it's nothing.
Right.
You know, they not celebrate anything in here, you know.
Do other Mexicans maybe celebrate it here?
No.
No?
No, yeah.
But some of the more religious holidays, like it's Lady of Guadalupe.
Lady of Guadalupe, oh, yeah.
Do they celebrate that here?
Oh, yes, in the church, I think, in the St. Joseph Church.
St. Joseph's.
Yes.
And, like, Dia de los Muertos. Did they do that here?
No, not really. No, I think most of the Mexican people, they die in here or something. At most, they send it to Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. You know, bueno, it depends, you know. I think if they don't have any, you know, like the family in here or something, mm-hmm. you know, they send it to Mexico most. If they die in here, you know.
It seems like there are a lot of new families here, that there's a lot of families. There's a lot of other people here working
yes.
to do just the work. But there are also families who have moved here, I think, to Bowling Green.
To Bowling Green, yeah. I see, yeah.
How do you think your restaurant serves that community? Or?
Well, no, you know, they... I think, you know, the people, they start to come, the new families, they come and, you know, first time or try, and they like it, and they come back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the same thing, you know. Sometimes they ask for different things, you know. If we can do it, you know, we do it, you know. Sometimes you're busy, it's impossible, you know. But,
is there anything you wish you could do here in the restaurant that you don't do?
No, not really, exactly now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to do too many things, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but no, most everything they work in is slow, you know. But by the time we grow, you know, depend how is the everything, you know, with making new things and everything, you know, mm-hmm. depend how is the business, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I've noticed that you have like this Spanish TV. Do you have that here?
No, I don't have that here.
Okay. It's in Puerto Vallarta.
Yes.
I have the Spanish TV. Okay. Do you have any special stories about your life in Bowling Green? Anything?
You know, like...
Tell me about the festival. Tell me about... last year. What did you think of the festival?
Well, I think it's fine, you know. It's a lot of people, they know another cultures, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, and everything, you know. I think it's fine, that's festivals,
mm-hmm.
the parade and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want to grow and more and more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how about like the move here to Kentucky? Or do you have any stories about your moving here?
No, not too many, no. I like living here. I don't know why, you know. Mm-hmm. I like Bowling Green. I have a lot of friends in here, you know, nice people, you know. They help me a lot sometimes, you know, when I need something,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Do you ever use like Dos Amigos for the ingredients?
Oh no. It's different.
Yeah. How about talk about your hometown?
Yes.
Your home city.
In Fresnillo?
Fresnillo.
Yes.
Right? In Zacatecas.
Yes.
Right? Tell me a little bit about what it was like there.
You know, it's a small, when I come, before coming, there was a small town. It's like the big size of Bowling Green.
Mm-hmm.
Probably is the reason I like Bowling Green, you know, because most of the people in there, they know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In Bowling Green, it's not too big, you know. Not everybody knows, but, you know, but it looks familiar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Around here, you know, everything, you know. And I was live great in there, you know.
Yeah.
I really like in there. One day I can go back, I go live in there again.
Yeah. What was your motivation for coming?
Was, you know, my mother, my father, and me, when I was 3 years old, we have the opportunity to get the immigration, the resident alien, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we get the resident alien in 1963.
Ah.
And then we move and we live from Mexico to El Paso, Texas.
Okay.
Anthony, New Mexico, you know, close to El Paso, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We live in there for 3 years. You know, and the rest of my family, they born in here. I'm the only one born in Mexico.
Okay.
You know, my sisters and my brothers, and you know, everybody born in the United States. You know, they born some in El Paso, Texas, some in Houston. You know.
Mm-hmm. So you were really young, did you say?
I was 3 years old when we had the resident. You know, and okay. you know, And then I got to back to a school in Mexico. I make it 6-7 years in a school in Mexico.
Okay.
And I come when I was 13 years old to Houston. And I went to the school for like 2 more years in Houston, 3 more years.
Mm-hmm.
I was working and got to school, working at the school in the morning and working in the afternoon.
What was your degree? Yeah. Or just
no,
was it
no,
high school,
that's
all.
That's
so
true.
It's hard for a high school student to work in.
Of course, yes. Yeah. Working in when I was in 7th grade, 8th grade.
Doing what?
Was the in this restaurant?
In the restaurants.
Yeah, dishwasher.
All the different kinds.
And busboy, cook, everything.
What do you want your children to do? Do you want them to?
You know, but my right now I try to teach them how to work. You know, to,
mm-hmm.
you know, this the old one they have a 16 years old, and the next is 15 years old, 16, and 15. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I try to learn to work. You know, to see how you make the money and everything, you know,
mm-hmm.
and in the future, you never know, you know, and at least you know how to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is right now, I try to make a sport, you know, I put into play soccer. They play soccer both for the high school.
Great.
For the Warren Central, you know, and I try to support most I can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like to do, you know, to work and to learn how to work and everything, you know. If they like to work in the future in the restaurant, it's fine. If not, he wants to do something else, go to the college, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to the college, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To everybody, at least go to the college to learn something else, you know, to not working like me, too hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
When you were going to school in Mexico, who did you live with?
Because my mother living there.
Oh, yeah. Your mother, okay.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah, my mother and my father, everybody living there, you know, and then we move again, you know, we come like this.
Oh, okay, so back and forth. Okay.
Yes.
What do you think your children might be missing by growing up here instead of growing up in Mexico?
I don't know, you know, okay, my kids, they never been in Mexico, only one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I see in here, you know, when you are a kid, you can go out too much. You have to be only in the apartment, on the what, in the house only, you know, mm-hmm. watching TV only.
Right.
Because a lot of dangers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you live for 6 months or 1 year in one neighborhood and you don't know who's the neighbor. Sometimes
right.
you never talk to the neighbor because you never see him, you know. Sometimes you different hours to work or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and really you don't know who's the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And in Mexico, it's like a community, you know. All the kids, they play in the street and everything, you know. You can go far, like 6 or 7 blocks, you know,
mm-hmm.
and play in there and come back, you know, the friends and everything. And the parents, probably they're not talking to you, but you know where you live and everything. If something happened to you, they know where they have to take you or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing,
yeah.
because I think it's like a more free for the kids in there.
Right.
Because, yeah, you... See? Because you're running in there and do running and jumping and everything, you know. And right here, was most of the kids, they watching TV on the school.
Right.
Or sport, you know, but you have to take it to the sport and come back and everything. And they're not, you know, the kids, they play a sport. Sometimes they play in the streets.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I think it's the only one. Yeah.
I know when I was in Mexico, they would have festivals or like on Friday nights,
yes.
music
and everything
and
in the park. Yeah. Sundays, most
right.
of the Sundays in the
mm-hmm.
small towns, they have in that kind of still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a music in the middle and in the park. You know, and everybody running, walking around
mm-hmm.
and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they could do something like that here, or somebody would?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, I think it was cool if they do something
mm-hmm.
like this. Yes.
So, but you do have a mariachi band that plays here
yes.
sometimes. Okay. Tell me about the band.
Well, this band is from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have already, I think, three months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come in one Thursday this restaurant, next Thursday to the other restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the people like it. You know, they enjoy it. There are a lot of people sometimes dancing with the mariachi.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Mexicans and Americans?
But yes,
yeah.
both. Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yeah. is.
How do you think, is the mariachi band, it's real, it's the same kind of music, or is it special?
It's the same, only it's a little mariachi, you know. I think the mariachi in Mexico is like a 12 mm-hmm. people play, you know, different instruments, okay. You know. And right here, they only come in four.
Okay.
It's the only one. Pero it's almost the same, you know, it's like a little, mm-hmm. you know.
It's hard to fit 12 people in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's right, you know, and probably too expensive. That kind of music is too expensive everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the outfits? Is that typical of Mexico?
Yes. They dress like Mexico, yeah. Okay. Yes. Singing and everything, yes.
How about in the restaurant?
Yes.
Like we have the hats and stuff. What do you think would be typical? Which is the more typical of Mexico?
In Mexico, they have a that ones in there a lot, you know. That one, the big one, the comal, the big thing. They call it comal. They cook the tortillas in there,
okay.
Corn tortillas
okay.
in there, or flour comal. Tortillas.
All right.
They make it with clay.
Uh-huh.
That one, they, you know, I don't think so. They use it too much, you know, for cook, you know,
mm-hmm.
but for decoration.
Mm-hmm. But here it's decoration.
Yeah, it's decoration, you know.
And all the different, like the puppets.
The puppets, yeah, and the other things, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you bring them?
Yes.
Or did
yes, we buy it in Mexico.
And brought them?
Yes.
Especially for the restaurant?
Yes, exactly, mm-hmm. yes.
Who chose them, you or your
it was
wife?
Me and my, we when we go buy, it was my sister and me, two sisters uh-huh. and me, who buy everything. Yeah, they live in Houston, my sisters.
They live in Houston?
Yes, all my parents live in Houston, yes.
Do they ever come visit you here?
Yes. Yeah, they come at least 3 times a year,
oh,
sometimes more, you know.
Is it large?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, do you have any advice for people who move to Bowling Green?
Like,
advice, like wisdom for, like, something that you would advise or recommend. What would you recommend to somebody who had moved to Bowling Green?
To be a nice and to be a friendly, I think mm-hmm. that's so.
Mm-hmm. And in the future, your grandchildren or your children
yes.
may listen to this tape. What do you want to tell them? What would you tell them?
To be honest.
To be honest.
To be honest and working hard and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To be friendly, yeah. you know, nice with the people and everything. I think it's the key for everybody, you know. If you're honest with another people, they're going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're friendly, they're going to be friendly with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the key to progress, you know, to working hard. It's the only key.
What would you want them to know about your life, something, or about Mexico, about your life? Like, say, your great-great-grandchildren listening.
I don't know. yeah. No, pues, if they want to know something about Mexico, probably I take it today, you know,
mm-hmm.
show you where I'm from and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Mexico, is the house that you lived in still there?
Yes. Yeah, we sell it to the cousin, and they still live in there.
The cousins?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's good.
Yes, they stay in the same family,
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm.
All the land we have in there, yeah, but they're still there.
And did most of your family come from that same city? Or?
My family, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. From the same city and everything, yes.
And what did they do?
Farm.
What kinds of vegetables?
They do okay. They have animals, the cows. You know, they milk the cows,
uh-huh.
and they plant peppers,
uh-huh.
and peppers, and you know the food for the cows and everything. You know, for the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Yeah.
Okay. Have you been to like weddings here?
Weddings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mexican weddings,
yes.
Are they more Mexican or more American? How do you?
Well, I think it's like a Mexico.
Yeah,
they try to do the same thing.
Yeah. It's usually at St. Joseph.
Okay, exactly. I'm Bowling Green, you know. I never been one. I think I don't know if any Mexican marrying here, you know, for the church, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But, you know, like in Houston or in Atlanta or in Florence, I wasn't one in Mexican Mary, and it was almost the same thing. Yeah. They dancing, and it's a little bit different, you know. Okay, the wedding, you know. Okay, you marry, you know, you go to the church and everything, and then make the party.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they first did the dinner, and then the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody drinking.
Right.
It's
a good party.
Yes, yes.
How about days that you close? Do you close for American holidays?
Yes. Okay. We're closed 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Labor Day, and Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Easter too.
Easter too?
Easter Day, yeah. I like to rest in that day, at least that day.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, I want to be with my family, at least the holidays, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I want to, you know, the people they working for me to have a days off to be with the family or something, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
On Thanksgiving, what food do you eat?
Oh, turkey.
Do you?
Yes, I like a turkey.
A turkey? Do you have any Mexican food also on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, sometimes, like a rice or potato, you know. Potatoes, mm-hmm. like a Mexican style, that's all.
What's the...
Potatoes, you know. Different, you know, different made, you know.
Is it spicy or...
No, different kind of cook, you know.
Okay.
Like a bacon or something, you know, with... We put them in the... One part like this, you know,
mm-hmm.
potatoes, carrot and slices, and we put the milk in butter, and then put the cheese on top, you know. Because, you know, it's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes we cook the turkey Mexican style, that's all, you know, with like a, they can like a peppers, you know, like make it red, you know,
like
a barbecue.
Okay, okay.
With
peppers on it or outside or
no,
inside?
No, you know, we blended all the pepper, you know, like a red pepper.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
We blended and with a cover, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It sounds good.
Yes, that's good. We make it time, like a two times like this.
Good.
Yeah.
And on Christmas, do you eat a day on Christmas Day or a meal?
Christmas evening?
Christmas evening?
Yes.
Turkey too? Or?
No, not turkey. Sometimes, okay. That day we close early, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we're still, you know, we eating here in the restaurant with all the employees and everything. We eat together, you know? And sometimes we cook like a steaks and baked potatoes and everything, you know? Or we cook some kind of barbecue in the oven or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's different every year.
It's just like a special treat for everybody that works here in the family.
Yes.
And their families do it.
And the families too, everybody, yeah. We enjoy it and eat,
mm-hmm.
you know, eating and a couple of drinks and then go home. Yeah, resting.
Do the children play games or is there a special?
But yeah, sometimes, yes. Sometimes.
Like Mexican games or American?
Yeah, American games.
American
games. Anything, yeah.
Okay, do you have. Oops, we're getting ready to lose. Let me. Okay, this is side B. Alright, what, about how many Mexican families do you think are living here permanently now?
In Bowling Green?
Uh-huh.
For Mexico, I don't think so too many, I think like a 50.
50?
The most, yeah.
50. Who living here permanently?
Yes, in Bowling Green. Almost, you know, like 50, yes.
Yeah. Would you... Now I'm messed up. Let me look again. Something here. Okay, I know. It's St. Joseph's. Does your family goes to St. Joseph's?
Yes.
Not working?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
do they They have the Spanish service.
Spanish mass, yes.
Okay. Do you go to that or?
Okay, I go sometimes, but you know I don't have any time to go to a Spanish mass because I have to work. But we go at 8 o'clock in the morning, San Joseph or Holy Spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
Either one.
Either one, yes.
Do you think people prefer to go to the Spanish or the English?
You know, the Spanish people, they like to go to the Spanish. The Spanish mass because they as in the language and everything, you know. If I have a time, I go there every time. Mm-hmm. But I don't have any time to go that time. I have to work in that time,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But when I have a time, something I go there. Yeah.
Is it just the same only in Spanish?
Or yeah, it's the same time, same readings.
Okay, so
when I go to the English mass, I take in my book in Spanish and read in Spanish at the same time.
It's exactly the same.
Because
I know when I was in Mexico, there were different things that people did.
It's
the incense, and it was different.
It's different, the mass in Mexico and Mexican. Oh, yes, it's different, yes. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Do they ever have a special mass that's more like that here? Or
No. No, I don't think so. Probably for the Day of the Guadalupe, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably that day or something like that, you know?
It's September 12th, right?
No, December 12th.
December 12th,
December
12th. Okay, December 12th.
Yes.
Even if it's not a Sunday.
Right? Yeah. You know, in Mexico, they don't care it's a Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. That day is for the ladies of Guadalupe, you know? Mm-hmm. And here, they have to wait for Sunday because a lot of people, they working, you know?
Right.
Probably they follow Sunday, you know, the more closest, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they have to wait.
They have to wait for Sunday, yeah.
And then that's a special day
for the Guadalupe, yes.
Okay. What kinds of things do they do separate that day, or do you know?
They do like a little parade, you know, like a little as close to the church or same in the same church, you know, you know, with the like Indians, you know, costume, Indian costume, you know, for the kids and everything, you know, yeah.
They do that here then.
But yes, yeah, they're here, yes.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
I'll have to go see. I'd like to watch it.
Yes.
It'd be great. And I think I talked to you a little bit about the quinceañera. Do people do that here?
Well, I don't see really right here, right now.
Not here.
I think they do it, you know, but not right now, probably, you know. It's not a big community, yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Probably later on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you think some of the people, because there's a lot of people here now, do you think some of those people will stay?
No, probably a few. They want to stay because they like the town, you know. It's a nice town, you know. It's a lot of work in town and everything, you know, probably they stay. But most of the people, they come to work like right now on the roofing, come and work in 2 or 3 months and leave, go to another city, you know. Or the people that work in the tobacco, they come only for the tobacco season, that's all.
Yeah.
Some people stay, but not too many.
Yeah. There's been a lot of work here because of the storm.
Yes.
A lot of work here. What do you think does bring people here, other than to live permanently?
Well, probably the you know, for the secure for the family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think this right here in Bowling Green, I think it's good for raising family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not too big town, not too much drug, not too much gangs, not too much violence, you know.
And do you need to talk to him? Does the refugee center provide much help and assistance, or?
I don't really
know.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't know if you have outreach to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, is there anything you would like to add?
No.
Covered a lot. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We'll conclude the interview.